If you're not Caucasian, then leave.
I'm going to tell y'all with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life.
Four rules for talking to women. Talking to women is just like any other pursuit in life. Practice is going to make you better. It's not going to make you perfect, it's going to make you better. The number one thing is that you should always be spitting game.
You sober now?
No, I'm never.
Come on out, you rapist!
Wow.
So today's topic, how to talk to females. This is how to talk to females. This is when you get in that position where you've linked up with her and now it's time for you to spit your game, bruh.
Yes, right back. Like I never motherfucking left. Oh man. What a year it's been already. Me personally, I have been slowly drifting into my inner incel. I have been playing a shit ton of video games lately. Man, I fucking forgot how cool playing video games was. Few years ago, I got, for whatever reason, I was I got real determined that I was gonna be all about business. It was all gonna be about wake up super fucking early, go work out, so I can quote unquote, I got sucked into the fucking, the hustle every day, never sleep mentality. And instantly gave up video games, gave my PlayStation 4, to my son, and had been without up until, recently, got a Nintendo Switch, which it's been fun to play. I've been playing, the Super Nintendo emulator on it. So I've been playing all the old, games that I used to play when I was a fucking kid. And, I've been having a blast, and some games that I didn't play that I didn't even know about that, I wish I had played. When I was a kid, because there's this game, it's called Earthbound. It's it has the character Ness, which if you played Super Smash Bros. On N64, or if you playing Smash Bros. Now, you know who Ness is. And he came from the Earthbound series game. Yeah, that game is fucking great. And when I was playing it, some of the battle scenes remind me of playing Pokemon Blue. And so I was like, oh, this game must have been made after Pokemon Blue. And come to find out, it was made before Pokemon Blue. And it's, it's just cool seeing games that I thought were, not original, but just discovering new shit and doing shit that when I was a kid, made me happy as fuck. I've been watching I'm a slave to my YouTube algorithm right now. I've been watching a shit ton of old WWF highlights, and man, one of my favorite things to do is watch what they call a pop. So a huge pop is, like when The Rock or Stone Cold would come out, and when it's unexpected and the crowd goes fucking crazy. And one of the ones I watched, I keep going back to it, and I swear to God, every time I go back to this clip, you know, I watch a different person in the audience react, and I get emotional. I get emotional tears. Like, I legit get tears of happiness that come to my eyes, and it's and it's probably it's the greatest moment in wrestling history. Because this is back when, and I'm going fully autistic here, but this is back when WWF and WCW were feuding against each other in the ratings. It was called the Monday Night Ratings. And if you know all of this, I'm sorry if I'm boring you. And if you don't know all of this, hopefully you find this interesting. And if not, who gives a fuck? But essentially, what it, so that Monday Night Raw happened to be taped. And so WCW, which was live, knew what happened. And, at some point during the WCW, Nitro, Tony Schiavone, which is one of the WCW announcers, he announced, hey, if you're thinking about switching to Monday Night Raw, don't. He spoiled what was going to happen on Monday Night Raw, and what happened, and so people that were watching it instantly switched over to the WWF. So they lost like half of their viewership on WCW, and it went to the Monday Night Raw, which was the highest rated, which is still the highest rated, Monday Night Raw. And, what happens is it's Mankind versus The Rock, who was a heel at this time. It wasn't the people's elbow. He was doing the corporate elbow. He was part of the corporate alliance, which was, you know, with Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon. What I'm going to tell you isn't going to do it justice. So you go watch the video. It's Mankind wins WWF World Heavyweight Championship. And what happens is Mankind has the mandible claw on The Rock. And what the mandible claw is, if you don't know, was, or it might have been Mr. Sacco. So what it was is, you know, it was the thought was Mr. Sacco was, you know, a sock that, you know, he had wore that, you know, he would beat off to, that he would masturbate in. So it was Mr. Socko. It was like a old crusty ass looking sock. It was all discolored and everything. And he had it stuck in he would put it, that was his finisher move. He would put that, he would hold it in his hand, make like a little C shape with his hand and stuff it down the person's throat. And so he had that move on The Rock, and Ken Shamrock, who would later go on to fight in the UFC, which if you the wrestling, like fake wrestling and real MMA are tied together. Like, there is no MMA without the world of fake wrestling, and that's a whole nother story we can get into at another time. But the point of this is, Ken Shamrock comes in, and he's at this point, I guess he's working with the corporate team, so he has a steel chair, hits Mankind over the back, which sparks an all-out brawl. And in the all-out brawl, there's just fucking mayhem going on. Triple H, who was in D-Generation X, which was the suck it people, they were good guys at this time. So they were the baby faces, and, you know, they came to Mankind's defense. So they're all fighting the corporate ministry and all that. And then boom, glass breaks, and it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. And again, you can look at this from every person's angle. So security in the video is wearing, they're wearing blue teal shirts, so you could see them. And before Stone Cold comes out, they're not even, what they could care less what's going on in the ring. And they're looking at, you know, they're just watching the crowd, making sure nobody, you know, nobody's trying to come in. And when the fucking glass breaks, the crowd fucking erupts. It gets so fucking loud in there. It's probably the greatest pop ever, like the greatest crowd reaction ever, to the point to where security, so Stone Cold comes out, gets a steel chair, and hits the fuck out of The Rock over the head with it. The Rock takes it clean, doesn't put his hands up, hits The Rock with the steel chair. The crowd is going fucking crazy, puts Mankind over The Rock, gets the one, gets the two, gets the three. Mankind is the, he gets his first ever world champion. And at that time, it was crazy because, you know, Mankind, this dude, he was a like short, chubby, fat guy. He wasn't in shape. You know, he wasn't what you would consider to be a superstar. And his claim to fame was getting tossed off the Hell in a Cell by The Undertaker, which at the time was like the greatest bump ever. He pretty much just gets legitimately like thrown off. And he, at the same time, he tosses himself off because this is all scripted. He knows what's going to happen and launches himself off the Hell in a Cell, which was, you have to watch that video as well. And throws himself off into a table, the announce table, which breaks. And so he becomes world champion. And then Michael Cole gives like the greatest, like, this is so crazy. Like, again, this is why wrestling was so great. Like, it's the emotion that it gave you. Cause yes, it's fake. Yes, none of it's real. But the emotion, the emotion that it fucking gave you and still gives to me. And I guarantee if you could just watch it, it's a 3-minute clip. There's barely any wrestling in it. But you could pick it. There's these two black security guards that are up on the second. I'm getting confused with the Mankind video. That one is funny as well. Or when he gets thrown off the telling, I'm probably confused again. I'm going fully autistic here. The security guard in the teal shirt, he's at the very bottom of the screen. If you watch this on YouTube, by the end of it, he's just looking in the ring. The crowd is going fucking crazy. Mankind is the champion. Michael Cole gives one of the, he's like, Mankind has did it for anybody that's ever been told they couldn't do it. And it's just fucking so inspirational. And I've been geeking out on, I say all that to say, I've been geeking the fuck out on playing video games again. And just going back to shit that made me happy when I was a kid. I've dusted off the rollerblades. I've rollerbladed around a little bit. Thank fucking God for the Xbox Game Pass, because they have cloud. They have what they call cloud gaming, and I just found out about this again because I just started. Once I started playing the Nintendo Switch, I kind of fell down a YouTube rabbit hole of, you know, what are some of the best games to play on the Switch, whatever. I stole my kids' Smash because they have one that I gave to them, and I stole their their Super Smash Bros. But they never really played it, so they don't care. But started doing that, found out about Xbox Game Pass, which has a feature called cloud gaming. So I'm able to play like Xbox games off of my fucking laptop, which is dope as fuck. So I bought a controller, an Xbox controller, been playing on that. It's been fucking amazing tapping back into to that side. And fully embracing it to where it's like I'm telling myself, like, yo, like, it was actually a goal of mine for the year was to play more video games and just really to try to live life like a fucking kid again and be energetic, wake up, and I'm only gonna do what the fuck I want to do this year. So I'm going all in with this shit, as gay as it sounds, with just, you know, creating content, pushing podcasts. I have the opening scene idea from I have written out the opening scene. I'm still trying to torque the dialogue and everything a little bit for this comic book slash I want to create like my own anime, and I have like the first opening scene of the manga or of the actual anime itself, if you will. I have that written out. Yeah, man, goddamn, it feels good to, it's weird. I get more creative the more I do. It makes perfect sense, but the more I'm doing what I want to do, it opens me up super fucking creatively. And then in turn, I'm more happier when I wake up and I have the urge to get more shit, to get shit done that I want to get done, and not doing it for financial gains. I mean, obviously if I do want to make, I want to make this my full-time thing. Because I mean, goddamn, talk about opening up creativity where I can, but if I don't make a fucking dime off this, which I don't doubt that I will, if I make good shit, and I think I can make good shit, but I'm doing, doing it for the love is what makes me feel good. And that's all I want to do. I want to tap back into fucking, I used to rollerblade super fucking hard. Like I said, I have a pair of real rollerblades. They have the space in between the wheels where I can grind and everything. And I want to start learning how to do that. Yeah, man, it's, it feels good. Trying to take care of myself, if that makes sense to anybody. Yeah, I sincerely hope I didn't bore you with the WWF talk, and I sincerely hope that you guys go watch Mankind wins his first world title, just watch the people. You could watch it on mute, and you can't tell me that they reacted like as if you told them they were East going home with $1 billion plus an acre of land. It's one of the greatest reactions. It's pure joy. Man, goddamn, that's a fucking feeling. That's the only feeling I'm trying to chase from now until I die. It's just pure fucking joy and just happiness. And not that I wasn't happy again prior to coming, but I was looking at myself like a, you know, thinking that it has, like, I have to be all about business. And I was like depriving myself of joy to an extent. There was a time in my life where, and you know, if my homies are listening to this, they would know, I wouldn't even go out with them, because there would be a part of me that felt guilty of, oh well, why would I go hang out with people who I consider like brothers, you know, like, and I would want to go hang out with them because they'd be like, oh no, I have to watch a YouTube video on how to learn about business. And it's just fucking, yeah, money is great, but you know, it could be a tool, and I'm not motivated by it. I've never been motivated by it. It's something that I look at as a tool and a resource that I need. And, you know, obviously I should make money for my family and everything. But, there's a way to live a fucking happy life. I want to buy a fucking, like a transit van. Fix that bitch up to where I could fucking, you know, travel around. I could live in that and be happy. Like, I don't, you know, I want, you know, I want land. So, you know, I could buy fucking acres of land and live, park that bitch. You know what I mean? On the fucking, and, you know, obviously I would, you know, just buy another one, you know, for whenever the kids are there. But, you know, I would fucking, like, that would make me happy. I don't need a fucking big ass, like, I don't need material shit. You know what I mean? Like, as long as as long as my kids love me and I have them and I'm able to talk into this microphone and I'm able to find fucking funny ass clips and put it to music. And, you know, eventually once I start recording this and, you know, as long as I'm able to create and spit, you know, come out with ideas with my anime, you know, whatever it is, whatever it's going to turn out to be, as long as I can be creative, I'm happy. And you know, if I can live off fucking water and steak, you know what I mean? For the rest of my life. And, you know, I don't need a lot. And, I'm grateful for everything I have, but yeah, if I can play fucking video games, create, still watch fucking old WWF Raw. So I don't watch, I rarely watch wrestling on TV. I try to put it on for my kids. My son showed a slight interest in it one time and I was fucking kind of getting excited, but I need to take them to like a real show. So they can experience what that's like. But I watch Raw through this guy. His name is Simon Miller. I watch, you know, just this is how I consume wrestling now. There's this guy. His name is Simon Miller. He hosts Ups and Downs. And he pretty much watches it. And he gives his thoughts and takes on it. And I pretty much watch it through that. And then, you know, if there's something where he's like, you know, this is how I watch it now. So I'm aware of, like, you know, the Sami Zayn story with the, you know, with Roman Reigns and everything now. And it's fucking, it's actually kicked my interest back up even more to where I want to put it on. I don't know if I'll ever have time to sit down and watch it, but it does make me want to at least watch the highlights. And yeah, man, it's some of the shit that I'm seeing now, it's fucking, to me, it's great entertainment. And it's fucking great to to be this, yeah. Y'all guys been paying attention to this dude, Senator DeSantis? This dude is a fucking legend in my book. This motherfucker lied about being Jewish. I think he lied about being gay, which is fucking awesome. I think he said he was the first one to have COVID. He pretty much won a campaign off of fucking lies, and which to me says more about politics than politics and the general public than anything, that, you know, like, this dude lied his way to become a representative, which is crazy. So now he says, if 142,000 people ask him to resign, he will, which for all we fucking know is a fucking lie, which would even be even better. I don't know how they can get him out, because people are asking him to resign, but why would you go through all that fucking trouble of lying if you plan on resigning? It's stupid as fuck. Yeah, so he, what is he? He is the New York's third congressional district to elect him in New York's, what the fuck is he? Yeah, but I mean, every fucking this is, it's selective targeting, right? Because you can get any fucking, like, you can get any politician in a lie and go after him. But it's crazy. And I don't know if it's because he's, if it's because he's a Republican. Who fucking knows? But it's crazy. The selective targeting, they go after, but this dude is a fucking legend. He lied about where he graduated from college, his criminal and employment history. You can say he worked at like Goldman Sachs. He lied about an animal rescue charity. He said he had relationships with four people at the 2016 gay nightclub shooting. The Pulse night, if you're gay, you're gay. You know what I mean? You know, if you're a bro and you're gay, your body, your choice. I actually was accused of being a homophobe because I always say that's gay. And I'm not saying it's gay, like, if you're a homosexual. I'm just saying it's, if you're legit, gay and you're a man, your body, your choice, If you're legit gay and you're a woman, your body, your choice. If you're legit, if you're gay, it's not, well, yeah. So I was accused of being, I don't know where the fuck I was going with that. Yeah, I was accused of, I don't have a, if you're gay and you're a man, your body, your choice. The only time your body, your choice to me doesn't apply is if you're a woman and you're pregnant, then it's not your body, your choice. It's your body and 50% your partner's body, on whether or not, if you go to the person that got you pregnant, and as long as it's not, obviously, if you were if it was rape or, any of the terrible shit, then yeah, you shouldn't have to, carry that baby to term. But you should recognize that you still are murdering what is going to be a baby or a child or a person. But yeah, and if you go to your partner and everything was consensual and it, you know, and you come up to him and yo, I want an abortion. I want to murder this baby. If he agrees, you know, y'all are both murderers and, you know, y'all can get that. But if he doesn't agree, then, you know, that's when it gets dicey. And that's when I think you should. I'm not going to go into it. Anyways, I'm not home. I don't have a problem if you're, you know, if you're gay or not. When I say that's gay, I just mean that's gay. I don't mean like there's a problem with being a homosexual. It's just gay. But being gay is okay if you're a homosexual, you know what I mean? So he lied, and apparently he had like a $700,000 donation. It's fucking awesome. But it just goes to show the state of politics and the state of, at least people in New York who vote this guy in. And what does that say about the person that you ran against? You know what I mean? Like, if like they do like all types of like backgrounds, like, you know, they run like co-ops on their, you know, on. Politics is a fucking dirty, dirty game. And the fact that this dude was able to lie his way to the top, it says a lot about the state of the state of it all. Let me see here. That boy Zelensky, who the fuck does he think he like demands money all the fucking time. From the United States, I think he told U.S. lawmakers, "Your money is not charity." He says, "Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and the democracy that we handle in the most responsible way." Now, keep in mind, they have real life Nazis in Ukraine. I think they said the amount of money we've given to Ukraine has surpassed the amount we spent in the Iraqi war. And don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's true or not, and I'm not going to look it up, but I'm going to run with it. But, let me see here. So he has already received a $1.85 billion weapon package, adding to the more than $21 billion in military assistance since the start of the war. And this was, I was reading this. This was December 21st, 2022. Today is January 12th, you know what I mean, 2023. So he has far surpassed, obviously that's gone up, and this is where it says he could get another $45 billion. I don't know if that's gone through or not. I'm probably not going to look it up. So, I mean, it's safe to say he's gotten more than $25 billion. Which, just think about if they spent $25 billion just making sure. This is a tricky one because I don't believe in I don't believe in handouts. I have quit or have walked away without notice from every job I've ever had. So I don't believe in like waiting to get fired so I can hopefully collect unemployment. So I don't, you know, whatever I get is what I'm going to work for and what I deserve. But, you know, the world would be a lot better place if there was a lot less crime, you know. And by crime, I mean violent crime, because I don't think, you know, doing drugs should be illegal. That's another topic. But so if you made, if you just make it to where everybody has basic needs met, which I believe you could do if you're thinking about giving another $45 billion to a fucking Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. What the fuck is Ukraine gonna... Russia isn't next fucking door. I don't understand why we're scared of Russia. Like, they're not next fucking next door to us. You know what I mean? There's, like, a real war that we should be worried about fucking to the south of us in Mexico. Like, we should be more worried about that. But so if they've already given $21 billion to Ukraine, who could get another possible $45 billion, think about what that would do here for just making sure, you know, the poor and impoverished had at least their basic needs met and like a place to live. And we put that money into like clinics to where people who are addicted to heroin can go get supervised by doctors and nurses. Think about how many of the jobs that would open up in that field to be able to legally give somebody heroin, watch them, make sure they're not overdosing, make sure they're not getting bad shit. You know what I mean? If it's coke, where you could take it to these testing centers. Think about the fucking economy that would open up where, you know, like it, I only see good in that, to where you make all that shit legal, you put money into it to where, you know, you start creating jobs for that industry. But now people have their basic needs met. You know, they have a small place. It doesn't have to be a fucking house. It could be just like how they do in fucking in New York, where they stack motherfuckers on top of each other. You know what I mean? You could do that type of shit. Make it livable where there's a gym. And there's fucking personal trainers there to make people make, you know, you can make it to where it's a fucking like, there's like, you could do this shit and it would make it to where there would be, obviously there's always going to be people that are born with something with, you know, they're a wire too short in their brain or something's not clicking right, or over time something's, but you know, there would be a lot less of that if at least people's basic needs were met with, you know, at least, you know, a place to live. Fucking water should be free and could be like, the water should be free. You know, and you should be able to get, some sort of help, like healthy, some sort of food for free as well. If we're going to be possibly giving Ukraine another 45, and this motherfucker is demanding it. Fucking Zelensky, who took fucking a photo shoot during a war on a fucking war site, is fucking, is demanding it. He's not like asking. This motherfucker is demanding, like, who the fuck, fuck you, bro, and fuck Ukraine. Like, you know, I'm not sensitive to what the fuck, you know what I mean? But that's some shit that they need. Like, bro, they're like, there's a war going on with the cartel to the south of us, which I thought, honestly, I thought it happened years ago. Like, didn't El Chapo's son get captured before and there was a war going over it? Like, I'm not sure, but, like that shit we should be worried about, because that shit could creep up over here. And here's a bright idea. The way you could eliminate some of the, you know, the cartel is always going to have an influence. But the way you eliminate at least some of that influence is you make fucking drugs legal. You know what I mean? So now weed is being grown legally. That's a whole new creative field you can open up an economy into. You know what I mean? Making medicinal cocaine. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, where you can make that shit legal and people can legally buy it to know that they're not getting shit that's gonna be laced with whatever the fuck is gonna be laced with. And yeah. And then what's going on to the north of us, there's in fucking Canada, in gay ass fucking Canada, they don't have a right to free speech. I don't know if you guys know that or not. They don't have that in their version of whatever their version of the Constitution is. It's not there. And again, we share borders with them. So that shit could easily, you know what I mean? Like, that's the shit we need to be worried about. I don't think we need to be worried about what's happening when it gets fucking, you know, it gets, we don't need to worry about Russia and Ukraine. Yeah. That motherfucker is, who the fuck is demanding, yeah, it's just a crazy fucking world. We're in right now. Biden, this motherfucker has classified documents as well. Isn't that what they're trying to get? The View host, one of the co-hosts suggests Biden's classified docs were planted to help Trump. So they have a special counsel who's going to oversee. Hey, don't worry, guys. We'll oversee it. And we all know it's going to be a little slap on the wrist and nothing. I'm worried about what they're covering up. Because he has some classified doc. It's going to turn out to be these classes. They weren't even that crazy. But I wonder what the real story is, what they're trying to cover up. See, this is why you don't worry about this shit. This is why you play video games. This is why you watch old WWF highlights. And if you're so inclined, start watching some of the new wrestling, like AEW, WWE, the WWE. It's getting back to where, again, with the whole, with the Roman Reigns and the Sami Uso, or the Jay and the Sami Zayn stuff is fucking great. This is why you don't worry about this shit. I was reading this this article on Fox News. I love fucking just, I'll just read headlines and I won't look more into it. And it says migrants are drinking all day, having sex and stare in the stairs in taxpayer funded New York hotels. Golly, could you imagine because the cost of everything in New York City is fucking ridiculously high for no fucking reason. Because you imagine you with your family playing a little vacay. You're about to go out, go get some shitty ass street food that they serve in New York. And you run into some fucking immigrant that's drinking and just fucking in the middle of the stairs. What if you walk out? what if he's like right before, like he's right about to come, and whose eyes do you shield? You know, you only have two sets of hands. Do you shield, and let's say you have a wife and two kids, do you shield your wife's eyes, or do you shield, because You know, you obviously don't want your girl to see another guy come, because if that happens, then, you know, you have to kill her, right? Those are the rules. Another guy comes within the vicinity, like within a, I'd say within a 200-yard radius. If a guy comes within a 200-yard radius of your girl, whether she knows it or not, but it happens, you have to kill her. Yeah. And I believe it. Have you seen, like, have you watched YouTube compilations of just crazy-ass shit that you see on Ring doorbell cameras? Like, I've seen people taking a piss on people's in people's driveways. I've seen people fucking in people's driveways. Like, so of course fucking people are drinking it. Oh, so this might be a contradiction to, let's see, migrants. Is this a contradiction to people getting, no, because if they have their basic needs met, they're probably not going to be, who knows, that might be the door to opening orgies on the regular, having your basic needs met. And it's like, well, what else is there to do than fuck, you know what I mean? I could be wrong. Black out in the middle of the line, and now I'm back down with the feeling, and I can lie, you know what?